and however much sort of like surface level similarities there are, it's probably, I think it's worth making a distinction between those. The modern day Twitter tankie is like a political cancer, whereas the average person who's, you know, Marxist, Leninist, whatever, is a comrade with whom I have differences. But
yeah, MLs are usually willing to, or Marxist, Leninists in real life are usually willing to do good coalition work or work with people from a variety of different perspectives and with a similar points of unity. But the online with Twitter tanky seems to be just to exist to be, I don't know, toxic and
contrarian.
Contrarian.
Yeah, well, edgelords.
And you don't just encounter them on Twitter, right? Like they're primarily, that's where they're grown, right? That's where the fungus like sort of first comes into existence and sort of grows. But like, if you're involved in, you know, the American left in a physical way, like if you remember, I remember being in the DSA and having to deal with and work with and figure out and politically debate and whatever with people who I would describe as online Twitter tankies. But that they do have a physical presence in the form of being real human beings who you know, do occupy similar spaces to other real human beings.
I thought they just sort of like formed Red Guard Austin and then just started harassing DSA meetings.
Well, they do that too, right? And that's a real problem.
Okay, now we even have to differentiate those guys from just regular old Stalinists. Those are Gonzaloites. They think that the shining path in Peru, you know, they used to murder whole villages of peasants and then bomb the Cuban embassy. Those are cool guys to be emulated.
Yeah, anybody who's trying to bomb Cuba or anything that Cuba has are the bad guys.
Well, those are revisionists, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot. It's hard to keep up.
So many isms.
So that's like, right. The reason why I think making a distinction between like a Stalinist and a tanky politically is, I don't know. That's not something I'm super concerned about. But I think like usually when people say the word tanky, they mean Marxist Leninist. And I actually think that like there is a particular internet era, you know, sort of aesthetic, which is the tanky aesthetic, which is a different thing than a person who, you know, has a particular school of thought that comes out of the Soviet experience and its lessons and like would read a Gus Hall pamphlet and find it useful. That's a different thing than a person who learned their communism from memes. And then, which is the stupid world we live in, is that you actually have to make a distinction between those two things.
Yeah. I mean, and this group of like the Twitter tankies, they're not just on Twitter too. There's actually like, you know, a whole group of them that organizes out of Colorado Springs that was sort of like all drawn to the Pearls of the Round Table podcast, who unironically cited Grover Fur as a source for defending Stalin in the purges in the Soviet Union, which I didn't think people that unironically cited Grover Fur actually fucking existed until I heard that episode, but.
That's just not right.
That's just.
I think there's like 4 hours of a revolutionary left radio episode.
In Stalin. Stalin. Yeah, that's actually the one that I heard was.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It. I had no idea existed at all. It was very interesting because to listen to, not knowing anything about Stalinists or really Stalinism.
I remember just thinking back to that, the anecdote about the Frizzo fight back guy. He gave me a copy of their Trotskyism reading guide one time. And among the readings, there's a pamphlet called Trotskyism Counter-Revolution in Disguise by MJ Olgin, which details the secret plot between Hitler and Trotsky to bring down workers' power in the Soviet Union.
Yep.
And another part of the readings was the transcripts
definitely existed.
Yes. And the other is like the transcripts of the like forced confessions of Zinoviev, Kamenev, and Bukharin, where they say like, I blocked with the Hitler or Trotskyites to commit terrorism against the Soviet Union. And that's part of their like official educationals on the Trotsky phenomenon. And that is a different approach than like the Communist Party USA, who says, oh yeah, we don't agree with Trotsky. You know, like that's in the same way that I don't agree with a bunch of ML things. I don't think that's this. I don't have a position that like there's a secret plan to use a fake communism to trick people into, you know, into subservience.